Okay, dear Dhamma friends, so we have come to the next item, that is a Dhamma sermon. May you give your consent by saying Sadhu Sadhu. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. නමෝ තස්ස භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස චතුරාදිත්තානෝ අයම් භික්ඛු පුරිසෝති. Dear Dhamma friends, actually we have taken a particular sutta for this series of retreats, and that is called Dhatu Vibhanga Sutta, and which is extremely useful and very profound sutta. As a tradition in the retreats that we are conducting, so we are supporting our practice through various means. One means is that we have to establish ourselves in virtue, that is the morality, and therefore you all are establishing 8 precepts, so that we know that we are in a sort of a dedicated environment, kind of a separate environment, which is more conducive to develop mind. So when our body is restrained, when our words are restrained, that develops some kind of a environment which is more conducive to develop the mind. So therefore, it is necessary to have kind of a restrained body and words. So that is the morality side. And then Buddha says it is necessary to have this kind of Dhamma sermons, again, maybe reading of the Dhamma and doing our own set of contemplations, so that we have some kind of understanding, some kind of knowledge about Buddha's teaching. So that is called Sutta Anugrahita, where we are supporting our practice with the original words of the Buddha. So we are taking a particular sutta, or we are listening to someone, so that we are accumulating some knowledge what Buddha has said. So this part is actually, this Dhamma sermon is actually onto that side. And on the other side, that we already did the Dhamma discussion, that is also helpful, because even though sometimes we heard the Dhamma and we sometimes have certain doubts about certain areas, or maybe certain areas are not clear to us, so therefore those kind of doubtful areas we can discuss with the teacher, or we can discuss with another person, whoever, a co-practitioner. So that is also useful. And again, as practitioners, we may be encountering certain difficulties, or we may passing through certain unknown areas. So if we are discussing with someone who has some skill, or who has at least touched those states, so then we can, without much doubt, without much of hesitation, we can go through those states. And then Buddha says that we need to, time to time, support through samatha meditation, where we are focusing our attention on a particular object and establish ourselves on some wholesome object, and then nourishing ourselves on that, so that our mind become unified, mind become well established, unwavering, and so we are developing sort of a concentration. That is also very useful. And last, Buddha says that our practice has to be supported through wisdom. That is where the vipassana practices comes into play, where again and again we have to apply the mind, which is well focused, and then have to observe the real nature of the objects. So that is where the vipassana takes place. And if Buddha says, if we are supporting our practice on these 5 ways, then we would be able to accomplish the freedom of mind. And again, that freedom of mind can be further strengthened through development of the wisdom. So these 5 ways that we have to be remembered, so that time to time we know, okay, my practice now has to be supported through a discussion. Better now listen to some Dhamma sermon. Better I sit and do some concentration practice. Better I now put my attention to vipassana. So like that we can have some sort of an idea on our practice. So in this Kalalgoda meditation retreats, we have selected a particular sutta which is coming in Majjhima Nikaya, and that is called Dhatu Vibhanga Sutta, where Buddha discusses fairly deeply about elements. Actually, he does not stop only the explanation of elements, but he is progressively going to some higher states of vipassana, and that is to a particular person. His name is called Pukkusati. So that story is also very beautiful, where one king was interested about Buddha's teaching, and he has given up his kingdom, and he himself has put robes, and he became a summoner, and now coming in search of Buddha. But he has never seen Buddha, and he is coming closer to where Buddha is staying. That is actually, that is where Jetavanarama was, but he unfortunately passed that place, and he come across that it is now too late to meet Buddha. So he thought of staying that night at a potter's storeroom. So he got the permission from the potter, and he asked, okay, please stay at my storehouse. So now he is staying there. And Buddha knew that this Venerable Pukkusati is coming in search of him. So he himself gone to meet Venerable Pukkusati. But Buddha didn't go directly in front of him. Rather, he get to know that he is now taking some rest at the potter's house. And so he too meet potter. And he is asking, am I allowed to stay at this place? I am also a kind of a mendicant. So it would be okay. It would be nice if I also stay at this place. Then the potter telling that already there is one ascetic. If he don't mind, you also can stay. I have no objection. Then Buddha approached Venerable Pukkusati and asked, I am also a summoner, I am also a mendicant. Is it all right to stay at this place a single night? Then Venerable Pukkusati says, I am all right, no problem, there are enough space available, so please be here. Then Venerable Pukkusati is not much interested about immediately listening to Dhamma or talking or anything. He rather like to stay concentrated. He was practicing some concentration practice, actually jhana practice.